Hi there. The word for you today is walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7 says we walk by faith, not by sight. When you decide to fly to a certain city, these things all have to work together. First, you got to identify the right airline and flight schedule that'll get you to your intended destination. Second, the plane's got to operate on a timetable that tells you when it's leaving and when it's arriving, and that the pilot has the route all worked out in advance. And third, the airline has to set a price that you can afford to pay. Then they put your name in a computer, and everything is ready to go. But here's what's not going to happen when you get to the airport. You're not going to ask them to explain to you how the plane works, what buttons the pilot plans to push, and what the equipment will do when he or she pushes them. You're not going to check on the route they plan to take, or ask them how fast they plan to fly, or how high, or whether the pilot plans to fly by manual control or autopilot. And you're not going to argue about the price after you've already made your reservation and paid your fare. Why? Because you're confident that the equipment is sound and the pilot is experienced. And because of that, you know you'll safely reach your destination. You say, Bob, what if the plane goes down? Well, if you're a redeemed child of God, you go up. Paul said in Philippians 1:23, to depart and be with Christ is far better. Either way, you win. Basically, you put your trust in the plane, the pilot, and the airline. And today, God is asking you to do the same with Him. No more and no less. So the word for you today is, walk by faith and not by sight.